Hi, welcome to our podcast, The Oxford Comma.
My name is Bella and I'm 17 years old. I moved here 7 years ago from Utah, and yeah, so I've lived in Oxford for 7 years and I'm half Finnish, half American.
And my name is Annabelle, I'm 15. I spent most of my life primarily in America, in Boston, in Utah, and I moved to Oxford a year and a half ago.
So in this series, we're going to cover a range of topics from education to memes to secondary school culture and the differences that we have noticed between Oxford and Utah.
And just like a little disclosure, these are our experiences and opinions. So
yeah, not everybody is like us.
And we're also teenagers. So yeah. Obviously, yeah, don't take our word for I don't know where I was going with that. Okay.
So today we're going to be focusing on accents and language.
So we live in Oxford, which like on the whole is a very nice posh accent. Although, you know, people who live in Oxford.
Oxfordians.
Would disagree.
They refuse to admit that their accents are posh. Yeah. But, you know, just by the way, not everyone is like Mr. Darcy.
There are so many different accents like across England. They do not all sound the same, and across the whole UK. So like Southern London and Central London accents are totally different. Geordie, Essex, Liverpool.
And like even in Oxford, there are lots of different languages. Mm-hmm. I was actually just, lots of different accents. I was just talking to my mom about this. Like you can tell when somebody is from Marston versus when somebody is from Summertown, sort of.
Yeah, for sure. So from a day-to-day basis, we are mostly exposed to, central UK accents and mm-hmm. like southern UK accents, but like, obviously we've heard a very wide range.
Yeah. From school and also from church, there are people from all over the UK. So Americans are much more fond of British accents than Brits are of American accents.
Oh my gosh.
So if you're planning on moving to England, then do not expect to be popular because of an accent, because I'm sorry, but most likely the opposite will happen.
But if you're like a Brit going to America, like if you're just like checking out at a shop, like someone will hear your accent and be like, oh my gosh, where are you from? Like your accent is so cool.
Yeah.
Which is really just not the case.
Yeah. If you're in England and you're America, and you go to a shop and like checking out,
they'll give you a dirty look.
They'll either give you a dirty look or just not even recognize the fact that you have an American accent.
To be fair, there are like a lot of, there's like a fair amount of Americans in Oxford. So
people
are quite used to it by now.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so having moved here a year and a half ago, like when I started school, understanding accents was actually difficult. Like because not only are British accents different, but they shape words differently and they shape sentences differently.
Yeah, totally.
And it can actually genuinely be difficult to understand.
Oh, totally. Yeah, especially at like school when it's like, when you're like learning like new vocabulary and stuff.
Science is the worst.
Yeah.
Science is definitely
and
the
like,
worst.
And I can just never tell what people are saying still. And mm-hmm. I've lived here for like 7 years, so.
Another thing is like at school, people will just, you know, take the mick out of your American accent.
Totally.
Like they just will ask you to say things like,
yeah, they're always like, say candy, say aluminum, and like,
and they're like, oh my gosh, Starbucks.
Like, yeah, they're always trying to imitate our accents and like, oh,
it's
I just
awful.
Love hamburgers. But they do like a Valley Girl accent that's just like, they think that that's just like all of America, but
I don't know, it's
just not.
This sounds very judgmental, Brits. Americans do the exact same thing. Like, I remember when I lived in America, there was a British girl who moved into my neighborhood, and everyone would try to imitate her accent. And for her, it was obviously probably humiliating. Mm-hmm. So this is not just Brits that do this.
No, but also another thing is that when people, like, I don't think people realize that when they're imitating our accents, that they are embarrassing themselves. Like,
to us, it just sounds weird.
It just sounds terrible. I'm sorry. No offense to all
but
my British
friends.
Again,
like, I'm sure Americans do the exact same
thing.
Because my British accent is awful.
Yeah.
Okay, so British language, like, the words are just different. Like, the words that they use. And since moving, like, personally, I've adapted to, like, so many of them.
Oh, yeah. I use almost all of the words, although some of them are really hard.
Yeah.
So I cannot get used to saying trousers.
I can't get used to saying toilet.
Okay, first of all, trousers just sounds too posh, but you're kind of forced to say trousers because here, pants means underwear.
Yeah.
So if
You have to say trousers. Yeah, like, you just have to.
Like, when we first moved here, both of us did this where we would be like, oh my gosh, like, I love your pants to, like, a girl at school. And then they're like,
what
the heck? Yeah, they think we're so weird. Yeah.
Yeah. So another one, toilet, what I was mentioning before. So here, if you're asking if you can go to the bathroom or the restroom, you don't say, can I go to the bathroom? You say, can I use the toilet?
But some people also say, like, oh, I need to take a wee. I need to have a wee.
Oh.
And honestly, too much information. I'm sorry. I have a lot to say about this topic, but it's just TMI. We do not need to know what you're doing in the bathroom,
but
you know?
The thing is, I'm sure if you grow up in England, it sounds, it sounds normal.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're coming from America where people are very, you know, don't want to talk about their bodily fluids.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think TMI, honestly. And again, the toilet thing, just like, no. Like, when I moved here, then I got pen ink all over my hands.
I was 10
when I moved here, and I got pen ink all over my hands because my pen exploded, and it was the first day of school, and I was just really nervous. And so I asked my teacher, I was like, hey, can I wash my hands? And she was like, yeah, go to the toilet, wash your hands in the toilet. And I was like, what kind of school is this?
Who washes their hands in the toilet? Oh,
and
my gosh.
Obviously, I just went to the bathroom, washed my hands in the sink like a normal person. Then later found out that obviously they just meant the bathroom. But
the other day, I walked into my history class and I was talking to my history teacher about something, and I was like, you know what? I really admire you, Brits. You just cut straight to the chase. There's no sugarcoating.
No fluff.
I am going to the toilet. Yeah. Like, you know.
Same thing extra. How they are. That's,
yeah, exactly. I love that.
It's amazing.
Okay, so in America, when you're taking a roll, they say your name and you say here. You always say here.
Yeah.
But here, is so number one, roll is called register. Mm-hmm. And you don't say here, you say yes sir or yes miss or hey sir or hey miss.
Yeah. And or you say like good morning sir, good morning miss.
Yeah. And if you say here, it's like, depending on the teacher, it's usually seen as kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, disrespectful. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you said here, people would be
like, ooh.
Like, oh, well, you probably shouldn't have said
that.
I don't know. Maybe that's just our experience. Maybe that's just
another thing is school. That they say, so in America, if you're addressing your teacher, you say like for Bella, I would say Miss Feline.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you're raising your hand, you're like, oh, hey, Miss Feline, can I get some help? But here, you never say their last name. You just say sir and miss. And it's like, it's weird.
Yeah, and like in year 7, all the way to where I am now in year 13, I still like sometimes don't even know my teacher's names. Like, I still just call them Miss and Sir.
Yeah.
I just call them Miss and Sir. Like, hey, Miss, can you help me with this homework?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Another thing is that, so we were talking about how, like, people love to just take joy out of our accents. It's being American in a different country. I think this would apply if you lived anywhere else in the world. But it can be a bit difficult to balance. You know, when you live in America, there's, like, a lot of pride and patriotism. And it's a really fine balance to be prideful of where you come from, but also embrace the culture of where you're living.
Yeah.
I feel like I've definitely come to a place where it's, like, I'm proud of being an American, but I do love, like, Britain. I identify with Britain, too, now.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, I felt like it's sometimes hard to move here and then, like, it's hard to embrace where you're from. And
especially when there's stigma around it.
Yeah, when there's stigma and stereotypes, generalizations. But I feel like now we've kind of come to like the balance of embracing where you're from and embracing where you live.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, slang. British slang. Best.
We have a lot to say about this.
It's number one. I love British slang. Like, I adore it. It's so fun. Okay, so start off with pang.
So pang, pang means like hot. You know, like, you would say, like, but oh, like, that girl's like, pang.
It's not cute hot. It's sexy hot.
Yeah.
Cute hot is fit.
Yeah.
Fit and pang are not to be confused.
Yeah.
People say fit more than they say pang.
Yeah. I don't know. And people, if you said, oh, he's so fit in America, people would be like,
she's in shape.
Yeah, like, she's in great shape.
But, like, here, it means that they're cute. So.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite a funny difference. Difference. Jokes. Okay, so jokes is kind of like just kidding. Like, if I were like, oh my gosh, Bella, I hate you. Jokes. Like, it just means like just kidding.
And when you're typing that, you spell JKS.
JKS.
So instead of JK for just kidding, you say JKS
for jokes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
People also say like, oh, she's well pretty, or like, well, he's pretty. Well kind, which yeah. means like, it's very. Just like very. It's like just like emphasis.
Yeah. Yeah. okay, so the next one is can't be asked or can't be bothered. Mm-hmm. And when you're texting, it's CBA or CBB. And it pretty much is saying like, I can't put in the effort. I'm
yeah. too lazy to do this. Yeah. So it's like, I can't be asked to do my homework.
Like, do you want to hang out today? Can't be asked. Like,
yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like, it's just like, I'm too lazy.
But it's like just saying it forthright. Yeah. Like, I am too lazy.
Again, no cutting excuse. To the chase. Yeah. We exactly. love the Brits.
Oh, I just don't like the next one. This is one of the only British slang words that I just, or phrases that I just can't stand.
Yeah, it's not that deep. People say that all the time here. And it's like, mm-hmm. it's like when mm-hmm. they say an insensitive joke and yeah. then normally, okay.
But okay, one thing to put in the... in here, and we'll definitely address this in a later podcast, mm-hmm. is that the humor here is very different. Totally. And if you're, you know, if you're an American coming from, you know, Provo, Utah, which is pretty much Christian town of America,
yeah.
And you're coming to a place where the humor is like, it's funny, but it's quite harsh for someone who's coming from a really easy background.
Yeah, I would say it's very blunt.
Yeah, it's very blunt. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, mm-hmm. it's very different. So,
yeah.
Like, I remember when I moved here, someone made some joke that I just got very offended at. And they were just like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. And I'm like, why are you making my opinion invalid? Like,
So, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We have a love-hate relationship with that phrase. But then again, I use
yeah.
it sometimes.
Yeah,
so
I literally just
kind
used
of
it
hypocritical.
Like 5 minutes ago. Okay, this is probably our favorite one, I would say.
Yeah.
Fair enough, which can be abbreviated to fairs.
We don't know what we said before fair enough.
No, can't figure out. Like, what did...
So in America, they would say like, oh, same.
Same or mood.
Or like, oh, that's such a mood.
So when, like, if you're talking to an American, like the equivalent, like where you would say mood and same, instead you say fair, like fairs or fair enough.
Like, yeah. So if someone's like, oh, I went to bed at 12 o'clock, I'm so tired. Then you're like, oh fair fairs, enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if like you're kind of having an argument with someone, like, you know, like not a deep argument, obviously, yeah. but like, and they make a good point, you just be like, oh, fair enough. Like fairs.
Mm-hmm. Like touche sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, mums.
So this is kind of like a roadman word.
But
like,
we'll explain roadmen later.
It's a whole different culture. Like, it's just...
We'll do an episode of British culture for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, so people say mums when they mean like... How do you describe
okay,
it?
Okay, so... It sounds really deep, but mums is an abbreviation of I swear on my mom's life. But yeah. Which obviously sounds very like, ooh.
Yeah.
But,
so if someone's like, oh, like I went to bed at 3 a.m. last night.
Yeah.
Then
they're like, oh, I don't believe you, mums. Like, say mums.
They'll say, say mums.
And then, you say, go mums.
Yeah.
And that means like you swear on your mom's life that that's true.
Yeah.
Which sounds quite deep when you spell it out, but like, that's what it means. Peak.
Okay. Oh, this is my favorite. This is my all-time favorite British slang. So I started saying this ironically, and now I genuinely can't mm-hmm. stop saying it. But it just means like, oh, that sucks.
It sucks, yeah. So it's like, staying up till 3 a.m. again. I stayed up till 3 a.m. working on my homework last night.
And then I'm like, oh, that's so peak.
Like, that's peak.
It just means that really sucks.
You're in like an awkward situation. You'd be like, oh my gosh, this is so peak for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we already covered fit. Okay, go town. Oh my gosh. So this one's funny because I didn't realize that this was weird until I started talking to my American friends and it did sound weird. So Bella and I live in the city, which means that pretty much all the shops and restaurants are like concentrated in the city center.
Yeah.
And so if you want to go do something with your friends, you'll go town. But you don't say go to town. You say go,
go town.
Like, let's go town.
Yeah, and it just means like go to the shops, go to a restaurant, just in city center.
Too, yeah.
But everyone just says, oh, let's go town
instead
after school.
Instead of go to town, yeah. Banter. So banter is like, I guess that you have that word in the States, but it's not really used the
same. It seems it's more formal in the States.
It does seem more formal. I was thinking the same thing. Banter just means like back and forth.
Yeah, just back and forth joking, like just like funny, like messing around with each other.
Just like the funniest stuff surrounding banter that we'll cover later, but it's just hilarious.
But yeah, the list is endless.
It really is. There's so many
British slang, and we could go on forever talking about this because we love it, but
Okay, American slang for our British friends. A little forewarning for this. We're not super educated in American slang because we don't, like, keep up with it as well, obviously, because we don't live in America.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not
so, very like, educated. Whenever I go to America in the summers and people are saying all these words, I'm like, I what have to get mean? People to genuinely translate for me.
It happened to me. And, I haven't even been gone that long. Yeah. But, like, it still happened to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so send it. Send it originated as a skiing thing. Like, if you were skiing and you were going to do a really, like, big jump.
Like, cool trick.
Send it.
Yeah.
And send it, like...
It just means, like, just go for it. And just also do sendy. It.
People say... No, people don't really say it. They hear it that much.
No, I don't think so.
Like, they know what it is, I guess.
I think they know what it means just from, like... TikTok.
But it's more of a, yeah, honestly, yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of like a joke, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but yeah, like, or sendy. Like, if you're going to do something that's like risky or something, people would be like, oh, send it.
Yeah, or like, you're so sendy for doing that.
Yeet.
Okay, again, ooh. This is really old slang because me and Annabelle are not caught up. Yes. But they do say yeet here sometimes. Okay.
And we still say yeet.
Yeah, we still say yeet.
One thing is to remember, we're caught in the like language of the... early 2010, you know, America.
Yeah.
Yeet is kind of like send it. It's just like
it can, but it can, it has so many meanings. Yeah. Honestly, it's like the best word.
Yeet.
Use it whenever.
Say it for anything.
And in any tone, and it just works, you know?
Yeah. Lit. Again, lit, I don't know. Okay,
here's that's like 2005.
Here's the reason I love lit. Because it's just short, it's just to the point.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know what, that's lit. Like, it doesn't take long to say.
Yeah.
But when Brits hear me say it, they think that I'm like joking.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's quite a nice word to use. You
yeah. Just go, again, lit. I think, I don't know if this is the same for you, but I start saying lit ironically, like, oh, this is party yeah, is I lit, you know, like yeah. Totally as a joke.
But
just
now,
like,
now I do say it normally.
Yeah.
Bet. Okay. Bet and odds are ones that we have recently learned.
Like, over very the past recently.
Year. Like, so I saw my American friends recently and they kept saying like bet and I was like, okay, can someone explain to me
well,
what bet
at
means?
At first I thought they were like genuinely like betting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing
but
as well.
But I think it just means like, it's the same as mumps. Maybe?
Yeah. It's pretty much the same as mumps. It's like, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm going to go do this cool basketball trick.
Yeah.
Bet.
Like, yeah.
And then I don't understand odds.
Okay, I still don't understand odds, but like people were doing it. It's like, it's not even slang. What is it? I don't even know.
I don't know.
A game?
I love how we're also more educated in British slang now than American slang. We're like, yeet, lit.
Ah. But yeah, odds I think is just like when you are like, oh, I don't believe that you're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then another person like, says like, what are the odds sort of? And I don't get how people like do it so quickly. Like they're like, oh, odds. And then the person says 1 to 5 and then they just like do it right away.
Yeah.
It's so quick. And it's crazy. My brain, like I don't have time to wrap around.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I don't know. Either. Okay. So spelling, British spelling.
Okay. We love
prefer
British
it.
Spelling.
100%. If I were to write a book, I would do it in British
for spelling. Sure. Okay. So words that are different. Color, favorite, honor.
And also words like realize, humanize, instead of using a Z, which in British they call it a Z.
Yeah.
You use an S. So like realize has an S in it instead of a Z.
Mm-hmm. But okay, back to the whole Z versus Z thing. So I just don't understand how Brits say Z. Like
it doesn't rhyme in the alphabet.
It doesn't rhyme in the alphabet. It's not XYZ. It's XYZ. Like it's like it just doesn't make sense. And Z I feel like is like a letter that you can spell like Z E D. You know?
You know what? No, that's off topic. But the other day I was going through my brain and I was spelling
going out. Through your brain.
I was going through the alphabet in my head and I was trying to spell out each letter like A.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A would be like AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that so many letters are just the letter and then followed by two E's.
Yeah.
So Z makes sense.
Yeah,
like
Z.
P
yeah.
And G and C.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know. And when I first moved here, then I became friends with this girl and she had a Z in her name. And then she was telling me how to spell it. And then she was like saying the letters of her name. And then she goes Z. And then I literally thought, I was like, oh, that's weird. Like three letters at once. Okay. Z-E-D. She goes, Bella, why did you put an E and a D there? And I was like, cause you said Z. And then she was like, no, Z. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's a funny one. Oh yeah. Theater and meter.
And R center.
The R and the E are switched. So it's like centra.
Which just looks much better. I'm sorry to you Americans who disagree, but much better.
Okay. So pronouncing things. This is a fun thing because I guess Bella and I have both experienced this, but because we learned things in school, mm-hmm. we learned to pronounce things differently than Americans yeah. do.
So I've had all of my secondary education, so middle school and high school, in England. So mm-hmm. I, like, all of the new words that I've learned here, I've learned the British way. So, mm-hmm. like, now, like, I say methane, capillaries, Renaissance.
Yeah.
Or wait, which, no. Oh, which, wait, I know. And yeah, it's Renaissance. Another thing is I get confused about what yeah. Brits say and what same Americans thing. Say.
So, but, yeah, which in American, that's methane, capillaries, and Renaissance, which... This was so embarrassing, but when I first moved here, I take a history class and we were learning about the Renaissance, and I raised my hand and asked a question and I said the word Renaissance and just everyone just started cracking up and mm-hmm. I was like, I don't get what's so funny. Yeah. And my teacher was like, it's okay, but like we pronounce it Renaissance here.
Yeah. And like, the same thing happened to me with aluminum. I was in chemistry class and my teacher, he like specifically said, Bella, say aluminum. And so then I was like, okay. And I just said aluminum. And then he goes, he was totally just like messing with me. But he was like, do you see what the problem is with that? And I was just like, I was pretty shy when I first moved here. Aww. So I was like, And then he goes, Bella, it's aluminium. Oh. Yeah. And then everybody was telling me, say aluminum, say aluminum, because they say aluminium.
Another thing is that they pronounce things differently according to the spelling. So there's a place in England called, like, or in Oxford, I guess, called Bicester, but it's pronounced Bister.
Yeah, Bister.
So it's spelled like Bicester, but it's pronounced Bister. Same thing with Leicester, it's pronounced Lester. Magdalen is pronounced Maudlin.
Yeah, Maudlin.
But that's how it's pronounced.
But it's spelled Magdalen.
But it's spelled pronounced Maudlin.
Yeah, which, like, is so confusing. Yeah. And I feel really bad for all the Americans who moved here because... Yeah, it happens to everybody.
It happens to me all the time.
And also, like, people... Oh, I just feel... Okay. Americans do not say Oxfordshire or Birmingham. It's Oxfordshire and Birmingham.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a department store here called Debenhams.
Uh-huh.
But it's spelled like Debenhams. Yeah. And so for so long I was like, Debenhams. And then finally one day my friend's like, Annabelle, it's Debenhams. Say it with me. Debenhams. Like,
but yeah, and so also funny. They don't eat Mexican food here. So they, and that's pretty obvious, by tacos. The way, that they... say things. Yeah, they say tacos and nachos, but obviously Americans say it, okay, no offense, they say it correctly, tacos and nachos.
And also, like, I forgot about this, we say kebabs, but British people say kebabs.
Yeah, because I've only eaten kebabs in England, so I've always said kebabs my whole life. Or not my whole life, but ever since I've eaten them. Oh, they're different.
I don't really know. It really confuses
and
me.
And now we get really confused about what's American and what's British. So sometimes I'm asking my friends, I'm like, wait, do you say that here? And then they're like, yeah, we it do. Really That's a normal word. And I'm like, oh, okay. Just got to make sure.
Another one is, so how you say hoodie or sweatshirt here is jumper.
Yeah.
And when I went back to America, I would just, like, you don't realize how much you say hoodie and, mm-hmm. and sweatshirt until you switch it. And I would just say jumper, and my friends would always laugh at me. And I'm like, I can't be asked to switch it back and forth between hoodie and jumper. Okay, so, oh, yeah, our accents. Okay, so Bella and I traditionally have Western American accents since we're both from Utah. But what I found, so my mom tells me that I sound different when I talk to my British friends as when I'm just talking to my family at home. And what I figured out is I retain my American accent, but my inflections have changed. So an inflection is kind of the way that your tone is shaped in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And so whereas an American, when an American would go, can I go to the bathroom? A Brit would go, can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, it's just different.
And I don't know, I feel like it's way easier to change your, like, inflections than it is to change mm-hmm. your accent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. It's so much easier. I don't think I have an accent. I can't, like I said, I can't imitate an accent. Yeah. But I detect, like, little changes when I'm talking to my American yeah. friends and British
and
friends.
Like, I'll be talking to Annabelle at school, and then my friends will be listening into our conversation, and they'll be like, Bella, you sound so much more American than you do when you're talking mm-hmm. to us. And so, like, it changes just so quickly. And sometimes, like, basically, okay, I've got a funny story. So a boy in my school, he actually thought I was from London mm-hmm. because my accent changes so much, and, like, it's, like, just, like, mm-hmm. so extreme. And another funny story is I went to my church, I went to a church camp for 1 week of the summer. And then immediately after, I went to another church camp. And, so the people that met me near the end of the second week actually thought I was British. Mm-hmm. And so I went home and I was FaceTiming them. And then they're like, Bella, why are you putting on an American accent? Like, stop doing that. That's so weird. And then I was like, because I'm American. And
well,
they're
a lot of people thought you were like, actually.
Yeah. And then they're like, no, you're from Oxford. You're Oxfordian. And I was like, pretty sure really that I'm American. So yeah, I guess that it's just like when I'm around my, because I'm around my family so much and they have such strong American accents, then it just changes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
When I, before I moved to Oxford, my family and I used to visit Oxford, and that's how Bella and I met. So I used to visit Bella, and we just thought it was so funny because we thought like Bella and her sisters had like British accents, like as British as it gets. And when I moved here, like, I did hear it. I heard, like, Bella's British accent. But then after, like, a month or two, it just, like, disappeared. Like, I just couldn't hear it. And it was because I was so being, like, used to being around full Brits that being around Bella sounded very American.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, when we're talking or when we talk to our friends, like, when we FaceTime our friends that live in America, I can start to hear how that we sound different.
Yeah. Totally. No, but another thing is that, like, I feel like right now we're saying like, oh, some people think that we're like that we have British accents and stuff. Yeah. And right now it probably sounds like we have such strong American accents because we're together.
But to our American friends, it sounds like we're like talking quite differently.
Weirdly.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, people ask me this a lot. Can you get an accent or can you not get an accent?
Like, can you control whether you get, whether you gain an
accent? I haven't been able to control it just because it would feel forced if I tried to make myself have an accent.
Yeah, totally.
But I also think, it, you know, that my experience isn't everyone's because I go home to my family every night and my family's fully American.
So yeah, so like, my older sister, Emma, is at King's College London and she is surrounded by British people 24/7. She's always going traveling with British people. She's got a British boyfriend. And so whenever she comes back to our family, instead of like getting an accent like we do when we go back to our family, then like it, she is just completely British, like full like posh British accent.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it's just because we're surrounded by both Americans and Brits that it's just like now it's just like a weird like mix.
But if I'm like, again, if I'm around Americans, I slip back into yeehaw American accent.
Yeah, totally.
Like this 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I think that's about it for today. Sorry if it was a little all over the place.
Yeah, a bit of a mess, sorry.
It'll get better as we go along.
We're going to try to do this once a week.
Exams get stressful, but we'll try to keep it up.
Yeah.
So we have a song of the week this week.
Yeah, let's leave you with a song of the week.
So it's Changes by Love, spelled L-A-U-V. Great song. So uplifting.
Yeah, so uplifting, more inspiring. Yeah, you got to listen to it.
Stay hydrated. Get 8 hours of sleep if you can.
Tell your family and friends about our podcast.
Text
you know
this
how
to
it
your
is.
Grandma. I'm sure she'll love it. Yeah, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, I guess.
Bye.